Wellington's mayor says there will likely be heated debate around the council table after the city's heritage areas won a partial reprieve in the latest version of the city's spatial plan. An initial version of the plan saw big cuts to places given special protection because of their architectural value. That's been scaled back after a substantial backlash from those wanting to protect heritage values, leaving those in favour of densification saying they are gutted by what they see as a back down from the council. Well, Wellington's Mayor Andy Foster is with me now in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Corin.
Is this a back down?
Oh, look, no. We went out to our community with a spatial plan, a draft spatial plan, and we got 3,000 submissions. It'd be fair to say there were some areas where there was a diversity of opinion in the community, and I guess that's going to be reflected around the council table.
This is being characterised as, once again, wealthier, older, baby boomers, maybe that's unfair, owning big character homes, refusing to have more new housing, and that is locking out younger Wellingtonians.
Yeah, I think one of the things that's disappointing in some ways in this is that both sides of the argument have tended to characterise, and if we actually talked about the facts, they'd probably find they're slightly different to the characterisation. I mean, obviously there are people in our community who are concerned about they want to get more housing, and it's almost build it anywhere, and there are other people who are saying actually some of the character matters, and we've got to find our way through that quagmire.
We do, but we are in a housing crisis. We know that a lot of Wellington's housing stock is not up to scratch. We hear complaints about mouldy homes all the time. Isn't that the number one focus here? Doesn't that override issues of heritage when people are living in such difficult circumstances?
Well, I think one of the things I should say is that this alone is not going to make the difference. I mean, that the character heritage areas of the community were never expected to take very much of the demand anyway. The big lifters are going to be the central city, and some of the outer suburbs are going to take a fair bit too. So to characterise it all as being about the Mount Victorias, the Thorndons, etc. of the world is not a reasonable proposition.
But they've won, right? They've managed to push back against you.
I think what they've done is we've said that we would actually tighten up on some areas, would expand some areas, because there was a bit of a hodgepodge before. But at the same time, the areas in those suburbs which are not subject to those protections would actually have less protection than they do now. So there's a bit of a take on one hand and give with the other.
How was this decision even come about? Who made this decision to scale it back?
Well, what we've done is we went out with a draft. We've had, as I said, 3,000 odd submissions. We've had a lot of meetings, a lot of hearings. We've stumped the streets, and officers have done a lot of work as well, and come to a draft view. We'll discuss that next week around the council table, and what it comes out at may not be quite what's there at the moment.
So this is officials that have come up with this?
Officials have come up with this. They've kept us briefed on the way through. We've given them feedback on the way through.
Have they looked at other cities? Have they got international experts to tell them what needs to be done?
Well, there is no other blueprint for this particular thing. Every city is different. Our city is different to Auckland, is different to Christchurch, is different to cities overseas, so we've got to work it out for ourselves. I think probably the key bit, though, is to say is, you know, we're trying to accommodate something like 50 to 80,000 more people over the next 30 years. That's a similar growth pattern as we've had over the last 30 years. And what's been proposed is let's say we provide for 100,000 homes, we only actually expect the market to take up about 14,000 of those. So there's a question in my mind, which is, can we get more out of less as well?
Well, what do you think? I mean, there isn't the land in the central area, is there? You've got to basically knock down some of the older houses as they age and become, decrepit, I guess, and build more smaller houses and more of them in those gaps over time. As you know, you're not saying no one's going to run the bulldozers through straight away. But what's your feeling? That's what's got to happen. Otherwise, everyone has to go way out and you have transport issues.
Yep, no, absolutely. I've been very, very strong on saying we want to densify. In fact, the government's policy now is to encourage us to densify, to build around, the main centre. So the central city is going to take a lot of the heavy lifting, and around major transport routes and close to suburban centres. That's been our policy for a long time, and that's worked really well in terms of our transport mix too.
But why give Mount Vic, which is a suburb pretty much right in the middle of town, and Newtown, some sort of a bit of a free pass here?
Well, it's not a free pass. I mean, there's significant change being proposed for those suburbs as well, which is why we're having this particular debate. It has been largely focused on those, if you like, those heritage character suburbs rather than the outer suburbs, but some of them have given us some strong views too.
Can you, are you comfortable that you can leave a legacy where we're not going to be in this, where the housing crisis will not be the same in 20 years, where we're talking about these same issues? Are you confident that your council and you as mayor can be able to leave and say, I made the changes that were necessary to enable Wellington to grow.
Yeah, look, I think we can. But I think also to say this is not the whole of the solution. We've got a lot of other things. I mean, government lacks a demographic strategy. We have obviously the need to actually have the resources to build. At the moment, we've got a very, very hot housing market. Prices are going through the roof because of that. Building materials in New Zealand are very, very expensive. So there's a whole lot of components to this. It's not just about whether council zones or doesn't zone something. I think that would be simplistic and unfair.
Have you got the money to do the infrastructure that is necessary to do this house building?
And there is one of the big challenges, is we cannot go and put the infrastructure in place across the entire city and expect and say to developers, you can go and build anything anywhere, because we can't afford to do that. I mean, there's no point in spending hundreds of millions of dollars in a given suburb and have three or four houses being built. That would be crazy. So we've opted through this to focus on some areas we think will get the best bang for buck.
Andy
Central
Foster.
City, Newtown, Johnsonville, Tawa.
All right, we're just coming up towards 8 o'clock. Mayor of Wellington, Andy Foster, thank you very much for that.